Romy Toussaint remembers the phone call vividly. It was a Tuesday evening, 5:25 p.m.
My sister from Orlando called me and said, "Have you been watching the news?" And I said, "No, why?" And then she said, "You need to watch it now."
This earthquake in Haiti, a 7.0 magnitude.
It was shocking news for Toussaint, and she watched the first CNN reports roll in. She was born in Haiti. Her family came to the United States almost 20 years ago. She lives in Colombia now, but she still has extended family in Haiti.
From then on, as the night progress, we tried to then call to see about family members. Of course, all the phones was down, like there was no communications for days. And it was just really hard.
Word eventually came that of the 9 family members still in Haiti, only 3 had survived.
One of my little cousins, he was about 13 years old, and he was being transferred to a hospital because one of the heavy break fell on his leg. Unfortunately, by the time they get him to the hospital, he did not get to make it. So he was only like 12 going on 13. So it was pretty sad. And that was the hardest because he was the youngest. So.
And that's just one story among millions of individual tragedies in Haiti. But for Toussaint on this afternoon, hope for her homeland sounds something like this.
Right now, we have several band members playing right now, and the music is great.
Captains of the West is one of a dozen local rock bands that took the stage at Willie's Fieldhouse downtown. They were playing in Rock for Haiti, one of 2 benefit concerts held last Sunday. And across town, at the exact same time, Blues for Haiti at Tiger Zoo Pub, where 8 blues bands played to raise money for relief efforts. Some bands came from as far away as Kansas City for the event. And the man who brought all these bands together is local blues musician Keith Fletcher.
I had not seen the news very much, but I saw one film clip where they showed those people in the bodies in the street, and they talked about they were burning people on tires.
Fletcher knows Toussaint from her days working in Columbia Public Schools. And when he found out she had been affected, Fletcher called her up.
And he said, "Well, I know something we can do." And I said, "What?" And then he said, "How about we do a benefit concert and help the Red Cross? And I know some people and I know some bands."
I was just kind of flooded with bands and calls, and, you know, not everybody that wanted to, there just wasn't enough slots.
There wasn't a cover charge for the event, but bands sold raffle tickets and asked for donations. In all, the concerts raised a little more than $1,500 for the American Red Cross. Blues musician Dave Bandy says a lot of local artists are happy to help.
Myself and a lot of the musicians, we don't have a lot of money, but we got energy and time and the will, and they want to play. They're all hot dogs. They all want to get out there and show off their stuff.
There is a darker side of all of this for Toussaint. She says it took an earthquake for one of the world's richest countries to notice one of the world's poorest just miles from our coastline.
For years, like, people did not really know about Haiti, even though it's only, you know, about 45 minutes to an hour away from Miami, but it's not, people doesn't really know much about it.
But on the bright side,
I think a lot of people in Haiti will be amazed right now to know how many people are pulling for them.
And Toussaint is astonished at how many people came through for her homeland. Kyle Stokes, KBIA News.